Marcy, here in Seattle, we have a different kind of monarch, the Monarch Apartments in the University District. Some might kindly say it's a little worse for wear. Over its 109 years, fraternity members, students, and artists have lived at the Monarch.
The Monarch Review is a literary review and online magazine that's produced by residents of that apartment building. Founders of the review are Jacob Beauty and Caleb Thompson.
Jacob and Caleb are musicians and writers. They created the Monarch Review 4 years ago. They wanted to pay homage to and support the artist community they find in their apartment building.
Our colleague Steve Scher visited the Monarch Apartments, and he asked Jake, then Caleb, how their magazine took shape.
Caleb and I were on the steps of the Monarch Apartments maybe 3 or 4 years ago, around 4 in the morning. We'd been drinking a little bit, and we decided to do a literary review, and we didn't really know what that was. I think it's a great combination between the building itself, which has been a home to so many interesting people, plus the city of Seattle, which is sort of saturated in really great artists, musicians, writers. My big idea was to sort of connect those two in a publication, in a website, that we could feature those artists in Seattle through the sort of filter, through the eyes of people who live here in the building.
Caleb, would you do me a favor? Would you describe this apartment and why it fits into your notion of gathering up an eclectic group of artists and putting them under one website or one between covers?
Well, you can see, if you look down on the ground, you can see all these little holes. You see all these?
Yeah.
Those are from a bass stand, or where the bassist put his bass down. The fellow who lived in this apartment three tenants ago, his name is Bryn, and he played jazz in this apartment. And then after that, Aham Mefale J. Aluo, who's a wonderful artist, a comedian, and a horn player. He plays in the band Industrial Revelation, lived in this apartment after that. And then after that, Todd Janosch lived in this apartment. He's a visual artist, a sculptor, and a gallerist. Anyway, so this apartment for me means a lot because this space has been lived in by so many creative people. So I take faith in that, just sort of spiritually. I don't want to be too hippy-dippy about it, but knowing that so many great artists have come through here for me.
Word of mouth, or do people say, oh, this is the artist place, come here?
I think it's deliberate in that tenants, when they find out a room is available, they often search out other artists and other creative people to say, hey, there's a cheap room in this place. Rent is month to month. There's no lease you have to sign. Why don't you come and check it out, see if you want to live here?
So what year is this building? I mean, it's still clapboard. And
it was actually originally a fraternity house, and it was not in this location originally. It was about 2.5 blocks away, I think, where the Wells Fargo is. And they moved the whole building to this location, which I would love to know how they did that.
How do you see the building as encouraging, nurturing visual artists and writers?
I think, you know, like Caleb said, not to get too hippy-dippy, but I think there is an energy and
just go with it.
I think there is an energy and a sense in the building that it's not typical, the place. The spaces are strange. The apartments don't look the same. Some have bathrooms. Some have kitchens. Some don't. It's a sort of make from it what you can. And I think part of the benefit is a sense of community and a sense of wanting to come here to Caleb's apartment, say, after work late at night and play music or talk about poetry.
Low rent is a big part of it, I think. And, you know, there's just a lot of a lived-in history.
Okay, give me some lore.
Caleb mentioned Evan Flory Barnes, who's an amazing bass player, and he's often standing at the top of the steps at the stoop just playing his bass for anyone who wants to hear.
I think of Eli rehearsing with his eight-piece salsa band, Picoso, in his tiny apartment that's about half the size of this room right here.
This one fits a piano in one end and a desk in the other and a few chairs. But I do like, by the way, your bedroom, which is sort of a hallway underneath a bunch of pipes and plastic and metal pipes. So I guess you're getting everything running through here.
Yes, I hear everyone's plumbing. It's quite charming. There's actually you should go check out the bathroom door.
Let's go. Show me. You can tell me. Oh, that's a nice kitchen. You got everything you need for a kitchen.
I have quite a bit of space. So you can see here, it looks like they installed the toilet with the door open and then went bonk. And realized they couldn't shut the door, so they just creatively cut that section of the door out and put it against the jamb.
So the door's got a notch out of it, and then they put the notch in the jamb.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it a charmer?
You know, you are making the best of what some people who live in this neighborhood say is the problem with this neighborhood, right? Too many buildings that have crammed in too many apartments. But you guys are making it into something else. I like the stoop. I like to imagine you guys sitting out in this stoop. It's nice. I like the busted fascia board there.
Yep. Just adds to the butts and some beer can openers.
You know what other people would call this place, right?
They probably have a lot of words for it.
Oh, but these columns are beautiful. Look at these old columns. It somehow lasted.
Ionic or Doric? Do you guys remember your ancient?
Yeah, this is an old building that has maintained some of that. It's got some charm.
Yeah. The gutter's broken over there, looks like.
We'll just make the doors creak and open the front door. How many apartments? 16.
I think it's 16, yeah.
How many of the 16 people in this apartment are engaged in and helping to put out or contributing to the Monarch Review?
I would say 4 or 5 right now, but Nikolai used to live here. A guy named Andy Binion just recently moved out, and he was involved with it as one of our readers. Todd Janosch, who Caleb's mentioned, is a former visual arts editor for us, and he recently got married and moved to, I think, Columbia City.
And how do the other people who aren't part of it but know you're doing this, how do they feel? What have they told you?
I think they're excited about it.
They distribute free copies to everybody?
But we have our poster right there that's been up since we started it for about 3 or 4 years, so I think there's a presence.
Yeah, right in the hallway parties. In front of the glass door and in front of the mailbox. Nobody's torn it down, so that's a good omen, right?
It's been there for years. You can check it out a little bit. There's been a lot of people involved.
What would be lost if this was replaced with some apartments, other than this lovely decor and this lovely brown carpet and these fire doors?
I think that culture that we've talked so much about today would it would disperse. There'd be sort of a monarch diaspora, you know?
Where are we here?
So this is the top, and this is our lovely view of the city of Seattle. Above the electric wires, above some of the rooftops, you can see the church in the distance. You can see the University of Washington building in the distance.
And the lovely hum.
Mm-hmm.
Hum of the freeway.
Exactly.
This is our sun deck.
Yeah.
Parking on our parking lot. Sometimes, in the summer you grab a 6-pack of beer and a friend and just sit out here and watch the sunset and talk life.
See, the difference between everybody else around here and you guys is that you guys turned this into a literary and arts magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't just drinking the beer, but you actually executed your ideas.
Yeah, we made the plan, and somehow it just kept going.
I mean, it's wild that it inspires you.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, right, a lot of people would not be inspired, right? They would think, oh, well, this place is a dump. Look at all those garbage cans. Let's get rid of this place.
In life, you sort of wonder what you're supposed to do or what you can do, and I was invited to live here by some great Seattle artists, and so I feel sort of a responsibility to carry that on. And
well, I just kind of want to second what Jake was saying there, that sense of responsibility to the tradition. You know, there are a lot of great artists that have lived in this building and left, and it's sort of our job as they leave to bring new people and get artists to live here and then carry that tradition forward. My name is Caleb Thompson, and
my name is Jake Udy, and we are on the sun deck, which is on the top of the Monarch Apartments.
Jake and Caleb are going to be performing some of the Monarch-inspired music at the Hugo House on Capitol Hill. That takes place tomorrow night at 7:30.